Al-Bilali Sudan, a band from Timbuktu, Mali, is coming to perform at the Sanctuary for Independent Media on October 16th at 7 p.m. Their music is an improvisational tour de force of traditional instruments, rhythms, and scales. I have with me now the band, Al-Bilali Sudan, and producer Christopher Noland. Welcome!
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we are very happy to be in the United States to show our music and our culture. So my father, Balawi Atara, he's the leader for the band.
Hi, hello.
Yeah.
Looking forward to meeting you in person. And?
And his uncle, Aboubakri Atara.
Hello. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Ça va?
And Ibrahim Agaboubakrin.
Bonjour.
Yes, he played a calabas. And me, Mohamed Ballo.
Wonderful.
It's a family band.
And you're coming to the Sanctuary. We are very excited. How has the tour been in the U.S.? And how long have you been in the U.S.?
Okay. We've been in the United States like 11 days. We like, and we start to play. We already made concert, so we like, and it was good too.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
How is the experience of the concerts in New York City?
Was good, but looked like different in our place, but was very good. We like. And when the people like, the people enjoy and like our music, we are always happy.
How would you describe Timbuktu?
Good.
For somebody who has not been to Timbuktu, what should they know about it?
For someone he didn't been Timbuktu, but if he come, he will see. So Timbuktu was the middle of Norway, the middle of marketing, the middle of the middle for like tourism. There is a lot of tourists people before coming in Timbuktu. So, but now it's changing because with what's happening in Mali. And 2012, you know, everything was changing.
2012, you're talking about the conflict?
Yeah.
And how easy is it for you to come over here and tour?
Was not very...
Not easy.
Why?
Not very easy, yeah. But we're traveling from Timbuktu to Bamako, Morocco to United States.
At the Sanctuary, we play a lot of music from the African diaspora. There are some extraordinary musicians that come from Mali. What is it about Mali that produces such incredible musicians?
In Mali, we have many musicians. You have a lot of musicians, and we have a lot of different culture. We have the Tuareg, Tamashek, we have Fulani, we have Bambara. We have Dogon, so we have a lot of culture and a lot of different music.
And your band is Tuareg.
Yes, Tuareg.
What does that mean?
The Tuareg meaning is that we are Tuareg, but blacksmiths. But the Tuareg is
it's an ethnic group.
And what should listeners know about the Tuareg group?
The Tuareg city is zero. Is it the zero?
The zero?
The hero.
Oh, the hero. The Tuaregs are the heroes.
Was fighting with a lot of community.
Al-Bilali Sudan is a family that has generations of griot. So the music and the storytelling is in your blood. Can you describe what griot means, or what does griot mean to you and your family?
Griot mean like we are the people have to make the translate if there is one problem with someone. So we are the griots people go to talk to them to make them back. So if I have problem with someone, we must go to talk to them. To give one person, you give him his story and his family, another one, and we come to make like a reconciliation together. So it's why is meaning the griots. So if there is big wedding too, there is the griots going to play and to talk to make like honor. So it's why is meaning the griots. So this is our work in Timbuktu, our music.
Is that what some of your music talks about in its lyrics?
Yes, the Yali. We have one song, Yali. So this is for always, if there is problem, we play this song to make like a part. And we have some different part also, like the Tanganin live together all the time, and Hadeja. So we have a lot of different parts in our music.
And the instruments are an important part of your music. Could you talk about the kalabash and the tahan?
The hardened made in by my father.
He made it by his hands.
Yes, he made them by wood and by cow skin. And the kalabash, like, you know, before the Tuareg woman played, we have one instrument that we call the tende.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman played that, not men.
Mm-hmm.
The hand drum.
So the woman play that, or we make the kalape like this. But now we have the kalabas too, just to honor, to make little bit show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So.
And there's also an electrical aspect to your music, which is a little less traditional. Can you talk about mixing traditional and electric in your music?
Electric and...
Ça arrive peut-être à cause de l'amplification.
Oui, souvent.
I'll answer. The way it evolves is when they're playing in front of a larger group, they need amplification. So they've used amplification and developed certain sound qualities from using amplification.
What else do you think is really important to understand about you, your group, and your traditions? What do you want your audience to understand about you?
About me and my group?
Yeah.
Yeah. We like that the people appreciate our music and our culture. Because we come from far to show our culture, and we like the people enjoy and like. And then we hope that we hope to come a lot of time to share again here.
An aspect of the music is related to, it induces kind of like a dream state, or calms you, or helps to resolve a conflict by diffusing people's
Il y a des gens aussi qui écoutent seulement pour écouter, ils viennent s'asseoir pour écouter.
There's a people who listen only, sit down to listen. Peut-être tu peux discuter on joue le also people are dancing. On joue dans les mariages, les festivals, people dance. It's a dance music.
Yes, it's dance music and listening music.
Dance music, listening music, and problem resolution music, sounds like.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is very exciting. We're looking forward to having you at the Sanctuary for Independent Media on October 6th. Listeners can buy tickets on our website at mediasanctuary.org. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
Bufinel.
Just thank you, and we hope to see a lot of people to come.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks to you.